Welcome back to this week's BN The Know, and we have a very special guest joining us, Officer Jordan Crone, who is with the McLean County Sheriff's Department. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. We just learned this. We are fellow Eureka graduates.
That's right.
Go Red Devils. Which is kind of cool. I'm a few years older than Jordan, like by 12 years, but that's okay. So tell us why you're here, Jordan.
So I am here to raise awareness for our Deputies on Deck event at Chick-fil-A to help raise money for the Law Enforcement Torch Run for Special Olympics.
Okay, and this has been going on a while, right?
That is correct.
Okay, how many years running is the Deputies on Deck? Do you know?
Deputies on Deck, I'm not for sure. I know the Torch Run has been an event, a fundraising event, since the mid-80s.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah.
Wow, forever
protecting
then.
Protecting the flame.
Right, so you're going to be sitting on the roof of Chick-fil-A, right?
Yes.
Are you scared about that?
I don't like heights,
so
I'm going to stay away from the edge.
Okay.
but yes, we will be up there trying to draw attention, and pull in some traffic.
Right, a very successful event last year because, of course, we were involved here and it was my first year in town. So this year, what are your goals? Like, is it just to beat last year or...
Yeah, so our goal is we would like to raise over $5,000.
Okay.
Which we were close to last year, and so we want to push that just a little bit and get past that $5,000 mark.
Okay, so how does the Torch Run actually work?
So the Torch Run is a year-long fundraising effort on behalf of law enforcement to raise money for the Special Olympics via multiple different events. So I'm sure you've the Polar Plunge is a popular one. Mm-hmm. And different events like that. There's the Guns and Hoses hockey game.
Right. We had the police and firemen in here just a few weeks ago, like a week before their event to talk about.
So those are all generally part of the Torch Run fundraising effort. But what happens is that all culminates with, I forget how many different legs there are, but there are numerous different torches that are run from the edge of the state that all come into Bloomington Normal, and then one torch is run into Hancock Stadium to officially kick off the games.
Nice. So how long have you personally been involved with Special Olympics?
This will be my second year.
Oh, okay. So you're still kind of new.
I'm green.
Yeah.
I'm green.
Okay. Do you have any personal connections to any of the athletes? Have you met any over the past couple of years?
I have met a couple. Actually, right now I serve as a resource officer out at Olympia, and we have a couple athletes out there.
Oh, okay.
Who compete as well. So, it's fun to see them in different capacities.
Right. Officer Crone, anything else to add about this year's event?
No, we just we appreciate your guys' support, and we would love for the community to come out and help us support our athletes.
And it's coming up at Chick-fil-A on May 4th. Do we know a time?
I believe it's 7 to 7.
Okay, so 12 hours, plenty of time during the day to get there.
That's a good-sized window.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And is there anywhere that people can find out more information online?
Sure. I believe your guys' website and the Sheriff's Department has a Facebook page. Go ahead and give that a like, and there'll be updates on there as well.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for stopping in.
Yeah, thank you.
Later on in the show, Josh Wynn stopping by from Chick-fil-A to talk more about Deputies on Deck.
Sharing has never meant as much as it does now. We share the things we love most in life for the world to see. But what if we could actually do more with our sharing than just collect likes? What if this sharing could be used to make a difference? Now there's a place where we can put all that sharing to good use. The National MS Society is asking people to make a difference and share what they love with someone else who loves it too. Whether it's surfing, dancing, or whatever is important to you, we've created a place that'll help you get your experience out to the world. If you have a story, share it. If you have a solution, share that too. Join us at wearestrongerthanms.org, because together, we are stronger.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
Yeah, hi. I think I found your kid's stuffed animal near the swing set. Just wanted to call I'm sure she misses it.
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off. The toy was a little muddy, so I cleaned it up, and it's good to go whenever you're around.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
We'd do anything for kids. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And our next guest, I would like to welcome in the First Lady of Chenoa. She's famous, the lovely Molly Wilder.
Hi, but it's really infamous, just so you know.
Just so I know. Well, I'm from Chenoa, so anything that has to do with Chenoa, very near and dear to my heart, which I know you can understand.
Yes.
So there's a hog raffle going on right now to support the Chenoa Library. Molly, what is actually going on with the Chenoa Public Library?
I'm very glad you asked. We are trying to build a new building because we know that our building is really old and we want to provide to all the people in the community. So we have plans already. We have an architect. We're just trying to finish up that last bit of fundraising. It seems like a big number, but a couple hundred thousand would really get us to where we can actually break ground. And that would really show a commitment to the community.
So once it's built, you have everything that needs to go in the library.
Yes. The current librarian has been there for 5 years, and she has been accumulating donated furnishings and shelving from other libraries that have replaced equipment and such. So we're pretty much ready to go with everything inside the building.
Okay, so you just need the funds.
Yes.
Okay.
Need the money. And we are a non-for-profit, so any donations are tax deductible. I know it's actually tax day today when we're recording, but keep that in mind for next year.
Yes, exactly. So Chenoa has all these tiny little towns around it, like Meadows, Weston, a couple of townships.
Yeah.
So the Chenoa Public Library just doesn't serve Chenoa. It serves many other towns as well.
Correct. They're not actually incorporated towns because like Weston and Meadows are technically part of Chenoa, the city, or not the city, but the surrounding area. But it is a district library. So we actually serve different areas called townships. Mm-hmm. So Yates Township, which is where Weston is, Eppert's Point Township, Pike Township, and I'm missing one. And the Chenoa Township.
Yeah.
There's actually Chenoa Township that serves the area outside of the city of Chenoa as well.
Mm-hmm. And me being from Chenoa, I basically grew up in that library. I can still smell the library. Amazing smell, by the way. I grew up there. We cannot take this away from these kids that are growing up there now.
Exactly. My kids are grown, and so it's very important to me to instill in our younger children. We have so many electronic devices available. Mm-hmm. But there is something about reading, and you can even read on an electronic device these days, which you can get from the library. Don't be misinformed. Our library also has movies that you can rent for free, which is a big deal these days with all the cost to that. And I just think it's really important for our kids to learn that basic skill of reading, because that's like opening the door to all the knowledge in the world, whether you're reading on the internet or anywhere. It's just very important to me.
Right. And I know when I was in school, it was always the big readers that got the better grades. So it really does help you later on in life.
Yes. Reading is opening a door to a lot of different things. Even math. There are word problems.
Don't say that word.
I'm a math major. I can't help it.
When you think of a library, you think of books. We have talked a lot about books. But when you go to a library, there's so much more there. Like I've been there before when the internet has puckered out and it's absolutely free. You can print stuff there. You may have to pay for that, though.
I'm not sure she's charging right now.
So you might be able to print stuff for free. There's just so much that goes on in a library.
Yeah, and especially with the tax season right now, there are adults that are coming in to use that internet service to either pay bills or file their taxes or do job hunting research. Right. You know, if we're limited with travel, there is no public transportation in Chenoa.
Right.
So you can walk to the library in Chenoa in the city proper, but it's definitely a big service, and we want to make sure that that stays for a long time to our community.
So is there a goal time-wise, like a time frame we're looking at?
Yes. They've been working on this for several years. That's why we have the architect. We have everything ready. We'd really like to try and break ground in 2018, preferably early in 2018.
Right.
And there is somewhat of a time frame in that the city of Chenoa donated a lot in the business district downtown. And basically the library has about 5 years to, there's like a contract in place. If they build within 5 years, it's donated. Otherwise, they'll have to consider renewing it, or it would revert back to the city.
Okay, so this time frame is really important.
Exactly. A couple years, and we've got other things that we have to then worry about.
Okay, so I know the library has a Facebook page. What are some other ways to get a hold of you, members of the board? You're on the board, right?
I am not on the board.
Oh, you're not on the board.
Be careful there.
Oh, okay.
So I will share that the library board actually recruited several of us that were interested in helping the library to be on a Friends of the Library committee.
Oh, okay. So you're a friend of the library.
Yeah, I'm a friend. So we tried to kickstart the fundraising and give them some more ideas, since they felt like they were kind of stalling with the fundraising.
So are the radio stations here now a friend of the library?
Sure. Yeah. You okay. can be a friend.
Okay.
Especially Jamie.
Okay.
We are such a small entity. We don't do electronic payments. Mm-hmm. So we are sticking to cash and check donations only. I can give you the phone number. It's 815-945-4253. And that is the number to the library, and you can find out how to send in a donation if you'd like to do that. We are a non-for-profit 501c3 organization, so it is deductible, and we can get you a receipt for that if you're interested. Definitely grateful for any donations, any size. Even the local residents are adding a few dollars to their late fees when they can to help out.
Aw, that is so nice. Okay, Molly, anything else going on in Chenoa that we need to know about?
Oh, there's lots of things going on in Chenoa. We've got Red Carpet Corridor coming.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of fundraising for the 4th of July. There's street dances.
I think they just announced the act that's going to play, but I forgot.
I forgot which one it is. Jury's Out. Is that right? I think it's Jury's Out.
Okay.
But definitely, yeah, we want to have a library to serve all the different members of our community.
Molly Wilder, a friend of the Chenoa Public Library. If you want to help out, find the Chenoa Public Library on Facebook. We'll be right back.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school or even let alone go to college, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter Brooklyn was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, studied hard, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I feel like if I didn't have anyone to push me, I wouldn't even bother to do it. I got one milestone down the drain, and now I gotta work on the next. I see the future is really bright for me. I feel like it doesn't matter the age, as long as you go back and get it done. The high school diploma is just added to the confidence, and now I feel unstoppable.
No one gets a diploma alone. You have more support than you realize. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know, and we have the Community Service Officer for the Normal Police Department, Officer Leopold. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. And you're in to discuss a pretty big event that you guys do.
Yes, we do it yearly, and actually it happens across the nation.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So what is it called?
It's called Take Back Initiative. It's mm-hmm. the national day to bring in any drugs, prescription drugs, cough syrups, anything over the counter that you don't want to put down the toilet, put down the sink, put down the shower, wherever you want to put it down, you can actually bring it to us and we'll dispose of it.
Okay, because it can be kind of dangerous if you put it into the sewer systems and all that.
It is. That's actually one of the reasons that this initiative took place. The DEA, the National Drug Enforcement Agency, came up with the program several years ago. And that's one of the, I guess, the initiatives that started this. They didn't want pollution in our waterways, any waterways, you know, even the Sugar Creek that takes a lot of ours. And then recently, that initiative has helped in the opioid cases that are occurring across the country.
Oh, okay.
It keeps the bad drugs away from the people that want to use them badly.
Okay. So is this related to the National Night Out?
It's not. No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's not related to National Night Out. Similar philosophy, I guess, but it's a completely different. National Night Out was started by a different organization.
Okay.
The National Take Back Initiative was started by the DEA.
Okay. So just same philosophy, that's it.
Yes.
Completely separate.
Yes, completely separate.
Okay. So when is your event coming up?
Our event is April 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Normal Police Department.
Okay.
Now, when I say at the Normal Police Department, if the weather is nice enough, and it has been, knock on wood. Yes, knock on wood. Our event will take place actually in the Circle Drive, right out in front of the police department, off of Linden. It's 100 East Phoenix Avenue. It's right off of Linden Street, right by the police department. And in the past few years, we've been able to actually take the drugs right out of the car, put them in our disposal spot, and it's like kind of like a drive-through. You just keep driving through it. You hardly even have to stop.
The just weather's throw been, them at
yeah,
you.
Just toss them out, and we'll put them in our disposal areas. Last year we had. I think it was 4 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot size boxes.
Oh, wow.
Filled. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot.
That
a lot of
a
people
lot.
Wait for this. Now, I will also tell you that we actually have a drug disposal in the front lobby of our police department.
Oh,
so you don't have to wait for this event. It's okay. That's fine if you want to wait for this event, but you can come into the police department 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And 365 days a year to dispose of them.
Okay, just walk in, walk out.
In.
You're
walk
good?
In, walk out. The little trash bin, I say it's not a trash bin, it's secured, but it's a trash bin located right in our lobby. You come in to the left a little bit. And thankfully people come in and use it frequently.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled up about every day.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. And anything else that Normal will be doing, like this spring, this summer, that you want to get out there?
Well, the law enforcement torch run, Dunkin' Donuts, cop on a rooftop.
Yes.
Yes, that's occurring. This is the first year for several years that we're actually taking part on the cop on a rooftop, hashtag cop on a rooftop. we're taking part in that event on May 19th, which is the statewide. And not only is it the statewide, there's 5 states that are actually taking part in it here in the Midwest. Ohio, I think, Iowa. All the Midwestern states that are really close to us, obviously, are taking part. We've got 270 locations in Illinois that are taking part that day. Last year, the Normal Police Department was the number one agency in the state of Illinois for the amount of money raised for Special Olympics.
Congratulations.
Yes,
great job.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Over $18,000 raised.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're expecting, obviously, more.
Right. Gotta go bigger,
gotta go better every year. Go big or go home, right? So that's one of the big events coming up here in the next couple weeks.
Okay, great. Well, anything else you'd like to add before we let you go, Officer Leopold?
No.
Okay.
We've covered it all. Just remember, 10 a.m. to noon, or 10 a.m. to 2.
Okay,
I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April 29th, the Circle Drive right in front of the police department, National Take Back Initiative.
Okay, and is there a Facebook website that anyone can...
Yeah, our Facebook, you can search Normal PD.
Mm-hmm.
Our Twitter, you can search Normal PD. It's at Normal PD. We also have the nextdoor.com accounts. We have our app, and we have normal.org or npd.org.
We can always find you.
Always. Yes, you can find me everywhere. Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much, Officer Leopold.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You as well. And we'll be right back on Be in the Know.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, 3 more fingers for everyone over 60, 2 over 50, 1 over 40, 1 more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman, something cool like that. I think Dave2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Be in the Know. And from Chick-fil-A, we have Josh Wynn. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hey, doing very well. How are you?
Good. You didn't bring me chicken. That's okay. we are here to talk about something much more important. You guys are hosting Deputies on Deck.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're looking forward to a great event. It's coming up on Thursday, May 4th. We'll have an opportunity to partner with the McLean County Sheriff's Office to be able to help support Special Olympics in Illinois. We're really looking forward to it that day.
And last year went off really well.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an opportunity to raise over $2,000 for Special Olympics Illinois throughout the day. So we're really looking forward to an opportunity to even surpass that by quite a bit this year as well.
Nice. Did any of the athletes show up last year?
Absolutely. We did have an opportunity to have a couple of athletes around, and our guests had an opportunity to meet them. And so it's really just a special time to get to connect with the athletes as well as with the local sheriff's office as well.
Okay. So tell us about this year. I'm assuming you'll have athletes there this year.
Absolutely. We will. Okay. We'll have some athletes there. We'll have a couple extra supporters from our team as well as from the McLean County Sheriff's Office. And then we'll also have a chance to get a surprise visit from the cow a couple of times throughout the day.
Oh, nice.
So we'll have the cow out and around a little bit. It should just be a great atmosphere for people to bring their family out and help support the local community.
Okay, so the deputies, they get up on your roof. Is that tough? Or do you have an easy access up there?
We do have a fairly easy access,
okay. But
we do have to limit who goes up there for sure. But it's a great opportunity for them to get up and just kind of help spread the word. Last year, we had a lot of people asking what we had done wrong or what was going on at the site. But really, it's just an opportunity to get up and draw extra attention to the restaurant so people know to come by and help support Special Olympics.
Okay, and this is an all-day thing, right? What time do you guys do it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be going from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Oh, nice.
And 10% of all of our sales from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. are going to be donated to Special Olympics Illinois to help support any of the athletes that are going to be participating in the games this year.
Okay, and your second year involved, I'm assuming you're going to do this for many years to come?
Absolutely. That's the focus for now. We want to continue this partnership for quite a while. Anytime that we have a chance to give back to our community, it just really means a lot for us. And so we want to continue to grow this over the course of the next few years. And hopefully it's something we can continue doing for a while.
Okay. And do a lot of Chick-fil-A's kind of get involved in their community? I'm assuming you're not the only one.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chick-fil-A is focused on local ownership. That's a really cornerstone of the business that we have. And so I have the opportunity to live and work here in the community and spend a lot of time in the restaurant. My wife, April, is very involved as well. So we get a chance to kind of get ingrained in the community that we're in, which gives us a great opportunity to connect with things that are very special to the local community. For example, with Special Olympics Illinois being stationed here in Normal, we have an opportunity to partner with them and be able to support them here locally, where other Chick-fil-A's are able to partner with other organizations that fit their community well as well.
And I'm assuming your employees have a good time that day.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great time, again, for them to come in. It's a little bit more of a celebration compared to the average day, but
right.
It's a great time for them to be able to connect with a different group as well and just continue to grow their relationship with the community. And our team members are always excited when they get a chance to help serve the community in any way.
Okay. And Josh, anything else you'd like to add about the event coming up?
I think really just looking forward to a great day on Thursday, May 4th, to have a chance to serve as many people as possible from 7 to 7 that day. Also, just add, if you want to call in a catering order for your office or anything like that on that day, 10% of those sales from 7 to 7 are going to be given to Special Olympics Illinois. So it'd be a great time to cater in an office party or a birthday party, something of that nature. So hopefully we'll have a chance to just overwhelm the local McLean County Sheriff Office as well as Special Olympics with a lot of donations.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
People been saying to your friend, get a different face. And posting on their feed, they're super ugly. The things they say to them online are cruel and they're not true. So tell your friend, I'll stand up for you. Don't worry, I know what to do. Oh, 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 tell the world I see.
Know someone who's being bullied online? Send the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more about the witness emoji at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'd like to thank all of our guests for coming in this week. Molly Wilder from the Shenoah Public Library, Josh Wynn from Chick-fil-A, Officer Crone, and Officer Leopold. On the community calendar, the Women's Health Night is happening on Tuesday from 3 until 8 at the Illinois Wesleyan University Shirk Center. There's a class for new moms at Advocate Broman Medical Center. It's on Tuesday from 6 until 8:30. This class teaches parents the skills needed to be comfortable in caring for a new baby during the first few weeks at home. Many topics will be covered, including care of mom, basic infant care skills, safety, and normal newborn characteristics. The class fee is $15 per couple, and you can go to their website to register. On Wednesday, HEAL Family Fun Night. It's from 5:30 until 7 at the ISU Alumni Center in Normal. There will be a balloon artist, face painting, a photo booth, and a live DJ. There will be a raffle and food. Coming up this Saturday, taking steps to end child abuse, it's the 7th annual 5K Color Run, 1 mile walk. The annual race is in memory of young Duncan and Jack Lichtenberg of Leroy. All proceeds go to the Family Visitation Center at Children's Home and Aid, the only one of its kind in the McLean County area. Check-in starts at 9. There's a balloon release at 10. The 1 mile walk starts at 10:15, and the 5K starts at 10:30.
I'm Jamie London. Thank you for joining us on this week's Be in the Know.